Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. On yesterday's broadcast, we were talking about this special bookmark. I love the title. I'm talking to Trish Frost. And the bookmark's title is, I Am Father God's Happy Thought. And Trish, you've listed scriptures here in different categories, and you said you like to just put it on your mirror to remind you. But let me just read a few of the scriptures. I am loved by my Father, and then I'll read a few of the scriptures. Jeremiah 31:3, Father loves me with an everlasting love. I have never not been loved by my Father. And it's talking about Father God. Let me read that again. Some of you missed it. Father loves me with an everlasting love. I have never not been loved by my Father. Then John 3:16. Father loves me so much that he gave his only son to die for me so I might know his love. You know, Trish, I think by the time someone reads this, it won't be that I am Father God's happy thought. They're going to be filled with the love of God. I don't think you can get through this without feeling that way. But so many people are wounded. Give me some, describe some symptoms of people that are wounded.
Well, let me step back just for a minute and pick up on what you just said. You know, I feel like everybody is looking for a type of love, Sid, that's unconditional. In other words, we feel loved by certain people in our life, but you know, I'm loved if, or if I can do these things, or if this happens, and maybe somebody will love me. And, you know, we don't realize that we're loved unconditionally just the way we are right now if we never do another thing. I mean, what if you were a paraplegic in a wheelchair and you couldn't do anything to perform for love? Would you know that you're still loved? And I feel like that's where Father wants us all to I mean, that whole happy thought card is all about just knowing and putting inside of us the scriptures, scripture after scripture after scripture, that changes our image of God being a cop in the sky, a God that you'd have to perform for, to just a loving Father, because most people they didn't grow up in a home with a loving Father. And when you don't grow up in a home with a loving Father, you tend to relate to Father God the same way you relate to your earthly father. And when we do that, it can cause woundedness. And we've seen that when we're wounded in our family of origin, I mean, I see it all the time, so many people that they just kind of wear shame, or they just feel like nobody loves them, so they build these walls of separation. You know, self-protection, or...
And those walls actually end up, people start rejecting them because of the walls they have, because they were rejected.
Exactly. You reject, you know, you feel that. And then some more characteristics that we see of woundedness is people begin to become possessive in their relationships with other people. You know, if they finally find somebody that loves them. This is what happened to Jack and I. You know, we just began to really just suck the life right out of each other because we were so wounded. Finally, someone showed us love, and so we became possessive of each other. And so we began to control, and then we began to manipulate our relationship to get what we needed from the other person. And you know, and then people would try to tell us these things, and we couldn't receive correction, you know. We couldn't receive correction because we couldn't trust. You know, we could not trust the very people in our life that were trying to love us and to help nurture us and to help grow us up. So we found it very difficult to receive love from anybody, or we became so self-centered. You know, I had a need for constant constant attention. And if I didn't get constant attention from Jack, then I would manipulate, control. I would do whatever it took just for Jack to notice me, you know, or Father God to notice me, or my daddy to notice me. And sometimes we as parents, we don't have time. And, you know, we don't have time for intimacy. We don't have time to show people just how much they're loved. And when we don't have time for the very people that God's put in our life to relate to and to nurture, then it builds those walls of rejection. And
So what does someone do that's listening to you right now and is saying, that's me, but the walls are too big? What should I do? Where can I start? What would you say to them?
I would tell them the first thing I tell them to do is to pick up our book, Unbound, Breaking Free of Life's Entanglements, because there's so much. You know, people feel like there's so much, I can't possibly do everything. So,
and they've thrown in the towel. They've given up even trying because it's too big.
Well, I tell people whenever I encounter people like this all the time. I was one of those people. It's one issue at a time. You know, again, as I begin to ask Father God to show me, okay, what are the things inside of me that are wounding the very people that I love and I want to have an intimate relationship, and it needs to begin with you, Father God. And I, for my life, He began to show me one issue at a time. I feel like everything else is under grace until Father God shows us, you know. And as we begin to, okay, here's a wound in my life, and here's the person that wounded me, and I can't relate to this person because I'm afraid of this person, because I can't trust, you know. So I close my heart to love, to the ability to trust this person. So all of a sudden, okay, now I understand this. So I take that person, and I ask Father God, I hate to sound like I'm coming across with a plan, and it's really not a plan, it's a relationship. You know, Father, I'm having conflict with this person in my life, and I have wounded this person, I have hurt this person. I really want to relate and to love this person. I want to see them the way you see them. And so it starts with asking God to show you how He feels about that person. And then the second thing is, okay, how have I wounded that person, or how has that person wounded me? Am I willing to identify that behavior, that stronghold, and am I willing to let go of it through forgiveness? You know, somebody told me one time that forgiveness is actually, take it and turn it around, it's the ability to give for a person. That's how you know that you have true forgiveness for somebody, because you're never going to forget what they did to you, but you can let go of the pain that's attached to the woundedness where they've hurt you. And so I tell people, first identify the wound, you know, identify the behavior, then ask the Lord to show you, how can I forgive this person? And then I hear, well, you don't understand what that person did to me. I can't forgive. Well, you know, yes, you can. You know, I really believe that you can forgive. It may take time, and we're not asking you to forget the pain. We're just asking you to make a choice to allow Father to forgive them through you. You know, Father, I can't forgive them, but you can.
You talk about doing one thing at a time as it's revealed to you. Could you tell me one real thing that you did in your relationship with your husband that broke something open?
Oh, gosh. Have we got the rest of the day? No. Again, Jack, I grew up in a home with a loving father, and so it was so easy for me to relate to God as love and as a loving father. And then I married this wounded man, and he's so wounded. You know, if I had known that Jack was as wounded as he was, we probably never would have married. And so he was constantly distant and unapproachable. He was not affectionate. He was, emotionally unattached, the very opposite of the environment that I grew up in. And so I began to just build walls of self-protection because I honestly didn't know how to live life with Jack. You know, I didn't know how to do anything except perform for a place of value in his heart. And so, you know, after a while, you get tired of performing. And I just got so tired of having to feel like I had to do everything right to have a place of value, that I began to be, you know, just build in my heart the stronghold of isolation, and I really became cold toward Jack. You know, I just didn't have a place of value in my heart for him, and so I knew that was wrong. I even actually made a plan to leave and divorce Jack. This was right before the revelation of the Father's love. I had made a plan. My brother was going to help me out to leave because I got so tired of him wounding us and wounding our family. And he's the guy that's going out talking about strongholds. He had a revelation of strongholds at this time, but he wasn't living from that revelation. It wasn't until the revelation of the Father's love and the blessing that Jack's behavior began to change. And so I had to forgive him, you know. And when he came home that night from that conference and asked me to forgive him, you know, we're talking at this point 20 years of pain, you know, 20 years of feeling neglected, 20 years of feeling like I was Leah in his life instead of Rachel. You know, Rachel was the one that Jack loved. Jack's Rachels were ministry or the sea or, you know, things like that, adventure. But they never, you know, I always felt like Leah, the one that he just tolerated. And so when he came home that night and he asked me to forgive him, I couldn't forgive him right in that moment. You know, I had to process through, is this real? Or
what did he ask you to forgive him of?
For 20 years of just being cold and distant and emotionally unattached.
He knew this.
Jack had the idea that wives served their husband, you know, husbands to the point of slavery, and you get very little in return. And so that was wounding. But, you know, I can't blame Jack. I allowed it to happen.
I'm sorry, we're out of time, but if you enjoy this discussion, you will love her book, Unbound, Breaking Free from Life's Entanglements, and the 3-CD series. The first two is Healing the Heart of Your Family, then Healing Your Own Heart, although I think it has to be done the other way around. And that also, this bookmark that you're going to put on your mirror, we call it the Freedom Package, available for a gift of $40. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.